Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, cash cattle trade activity took a backseat yesterday to the aggressive liquidation in futures trade and widespread commodity and financial losses. Now, bids and asking prices are undeveloped and likely to remain so until there's some sense of stability in the futures trade. Show lists were mixed early in the week, which continued to show limited availability of market-ready cattle through the end of the month, even after light to moderate trade developed last week. It's likely the cash market trade will be pushed to the last half of this week, and despite attempts to hold prices steady to higher by feedlot managers, the bearish tone of the futures trade is going to make this a difficult task. Over on the hogs, the sharp losses yesterday in the hog futures, followed by generally weaker trend through all commodities and most financial markets, with the Dow Jones Index falling over 1,000 points by the end of the day. The bearish overall tone of the markets in general continues to be the main story instead of hog market narrative. Even though hog futures posted aggressive losses compared to pressure in cattle markets, the hog complex was able to fare slightly better with traders. Now, wheat markets are mixed to weaker as overnight gains were shed, with Chicago wheat making new lows for the move. Chicago wheat has now dropped 32 cents over the last four sessions. The one-day rally on February 18th spanned 24 cents and in hindsight looks completely technical in nature. As we've written about in recent days, the recognition of global importers that wheat values are inverted and stretching supplies to new crop would be advantageous, and that seems to be hitting home. Firmer corn prices overnight following yesterday's sharp sell-off to the lowest prices since September 12th as coronavirus fears permeated all asset classes. Outflows of risk capital were present in equities, especially as they fell by the most amount in a single session since February 2018. Soy meal and soybeans were firmer overnight while soybean oil trades weaker. Soybeans have traded both sides of unchanged multiple times overnight as prices now sit near nine-month lows. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
April live cattle was down $3, 115.25. June down 290 at 107.37. March feeder cattle down 417 at 136.02. April was down 450 at 137.60. April hogs down 240, 64.62. And the May down 215, 71.87. Kansas City wheat, March down 16 and a quarter, 452 and a quarter. May was down 16 and a quarter, 459 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, March down 14 and three quarters, 536 and a quarter. May was down 17 and a quarter, 534 and three quarters. March corn down 4 and three quarters at 372 and a quarter. May was down 4 and a half at 376 and a quarter. March soybeans down 16 and a quarter, 874 and a quarter. May was down 16 and a half, 882 and a half. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.